Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail and let me know what you think about my show. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Man, I tell you, my guests are dropping you some nuggets. You cannot take these nuggets and run with them. You got to run with them, my listeners. Also, this show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Okay, listeners, today is my second portion of Black History Month. I told you I would be dropping some African Americans that has made contributions to America during their lifetime. And I'm honored and glad to shout out my homeboy, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. He's a North Carolinian. Michael Jeffrey Jordan was born in Brooklyn, New York on February 17, 1963. He was the fourth of five children born to James and Dolores. James Jordan was a mechanic and Dolores Jordan was a bank teller. Soon after Michael's birth, James and Dolores felt that the streets of Brooklyn were unsafe to raise a family, so they moved the family to Wilmington, North Carolina. As a youngster, Michael immediately became interested in sports. However, it was not baseball, not basketball. That was his first love. He would play catch in the yard with his father, who loved baseball. He soon started to play basketball to try and follow in the footsteps of his older brother, Larry, whom he idolized growing up. At Langley High School, as a sophomore, he decided to try out for the varsity team, but was cut because he was raw and undersized. The following summer, he grew 4 inches and practiced tirelessly. The hard work paid off as he averaged 25 points per game in his last 2 years and was selected to the McDonald's All-American team as a senior. Following high school, he earned a basketball scholarship from North Carolina University, where he played under legendary coach Dean Smith. In his first year, he was named ACC Freshman of the Year. He would help lead the Tar Heels to the 1982 NCAA Championship, making the game-winning shot. After winning the Naismith College Player of the Year Award in 1984, Jordan decided to leave North Carolina to enter the NBA draft. Although he decided to leave college early, he would later return to the university in 1986 to complete his degree in geography. In the 1984 NBA draft, he was selected with the 3rd overall pick by the Chicago Bulls. As a rookie for the Bulls, he made an immediate impact, averaging an amazing 28.2 points a game, including 6 games where he scored 40-plus points. He was selected to the NBA All-Star Game and named Rookie of the Year. This would just be the beginning of a career filled with awards and accolades. In the upcoming years, he would go on to win 5 regular season MVP awards, 6 NBA championships, 6 NBA final MVP award, 3 All-Star Game MVP awards, and a Defensive Player of the Year award. In 1993, tragedy struck Jordan's seemingly perfect life. On January 23, 1993, his father, James, was murdered off Interstate 95 in North Carolina. Two locals had robbed him, shot him in the chest, and threw his body in a swamp. 3 months later, on October 6, 1993, following a run of three consecutive NBA championships, Jordan announced his retirement from basketball, citing that he no longer had the desire to play. Now retired at age 33, it was uncertain what Jordan would do next. Would he take a year off out of the public eye to grieve and then come back to the Bulls? Would he go out and look for a white-collar job in the field of geography, his college major? Or would he take up a completely different hobby like golf? In 1984, Jordan decided to take up a new hobby, all right. However, it wasn't golf. It was baseball. Despite not playing baseball since high school some 13 years ago, he signed a major league contract with the Chicago White Sox in 1994. He played one unspectacular season for the AA Birmingham Barons. On March 18, 1995, Jordan, a man of few words since his retirement, sent two important words to the media sources everywhere. I'm back! He celebrated his return to the NBA by doing what he always did best, winning. Although the Bulls would lose in the playoff to the Orlando Magic, it was obvious that Jordan was still the same superstar player. He would go on to lead the Bulls to three more consecutive NBA championships and etch his way in the history as the NBA greatest player of all times. On January 13, 1999, Jordan re-announced his retirement, saying that he was a 99.9% sure that he would never play again. Soon after, Jordan became part owner of the Washington Wizards. Near the start of the 2001 to 2002 season, there were hints that Jordan may try another comeback to the NBA. On September 25, 2001, Jordan confirmed these rumors that announcing that he would again return to the NBA as a member of the Wizards. His seasons in Washington were mediocre at best. His statistics were solid, and he showed some flashes of his old self, but he could not lead the Wizards to the playoff and missed several games due to injury. He retired for good following the 2002-2003 season and was subsequently dismissed as president of the Washington Wizards. In June 2006, he became part owner of the Chicago Bobcats. Later that year, he filed for divorce from Juanita, his wife of 17 years. They had three children together. So with his jersey was number 23, he's the owner of Air Jordan sneakers. He's bald head, got a left ear in his ring, a left ring in his ear. He attended the University of North Carolina from 1981 to 1984. He was picked third by the Chicago Bulls in the 1984 NBA draft behind Hakeem Olajuwon and Sam Bowie. His salary was approximately $80 million per year from endorsement deals, peak of $33 million from the NBA in the 1997-98 season. Has his own line of sportswear called Jordan, a division of Nike. The brand began with the Air Jordan 1 shoe in 1984. He was chosen by the NBA as one of his 50 greatest players of all times in 1996. Chosen by People magazine as one of the most intriguing people of the century in 1997. He played professional basketball in the NBA 1984 through 93, 1985 through 98, 2001 to 2003. In 1991, he was chosen by People magazine as one of the most beautiful people in the world. In 1999, ESPN voted him as the greatest athlete of the 20th century. In 2000, he was named part owner and director of basketball operations for the Washington Wizards basketball team. Okay, his father was murdered on January 23rd, 1993. Was instrumental in Jordan's first retirement before the 1993-94 season. In January 2002, wife Juanita filed for divorce in circuit court in Joaquin, Illinois, citing irreconcilable differences. She sought permanent custody of the couple's three children, their $25,000 square foot home in Highland Park, and half of the couple's property. She withdrew the divorce papers a month later, only to refile them several years later. Fortune estimated at $400 million, a virtual endorsement cash cow. No athlete has ever had a larger impact on the economy. Began shaving his head when he started going bald. Like I said, he grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina, after leaving Brooklyn, New York. Attended Langley High School in Wilmington. The gymnasium there is now called Michael Jordan Gym in his honor. He buy custom tailored shirts monogrammed as Michael or MJ. He moved past Wilt Chamberlain for third place all time on the NBA scoring list in January 23, 2003. Two of the five children, brother Larry Jordan, Ronnie Jordan, Dolores Jordan, and Rosalind Jordan. Children with his ex-wife Juanita was sons Jeffrey, Michael, and Marcus James, and daughter Jasmine Mikkel. He has a tattoo of the Greek letter Omega over his heart, representing Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, of which he is a member. Fired by the Washington Wizards due to player dissension, the team finished in 37-45 2 years in a row. In dissension in the organization involving Jordan's people, Jordan was hired on January 19, 2000 as chief executive and president of the basketball operation. Owner Abe Poland gave him free rein to run the Wizards, and Jordan eventually bought a percentage of the team. He got $10 million in severance back in May of 2003. In a 1998 game against Utah Jazz, he dunked over John Stockton, who was 6'1 and 175 pounds. A Jazz fan heckled him, saying, "Why don't you dump on somebody your own size?" The next trip down the floor, Jordan dumped again, this time on 6'11, 285 center Melvin Turpin. He then turned to the fans and said, "Was he big enough?" Won the number 23 for his NBA career with the Chicago Bulls and the Washington Wizards. Sometimes wore the number 45 because it was his older brother Larry number in high school. Neither one of his parents was more than 5'9". In Space Jam 1996, he tells Looney Tunes that he used to wear his UNC shorts under his Bull jersey in every game he played in. He really did this, too, as a good luck charm. Known as the world's greatest clutch player in basketball for his numerous shots and high-flying moves to win games, he eliminated the Cleveland Cavaliers twice from the NBA playoffs due to last-second shots and won his last NBA championship with a steal and a shot. While his basketball career was considered a sham and widely criticized, his performance was not as poor as depicted in the press. While he only batted .202 with three home runs and committed 11 errors, errors. He also had 51 runs batted in, 30 stolen bases, and 6 outfield assists. He led the Birmingham Barons with 11 base-loaded RBIs and 25 RBIs with runners and scoring positions in 2 cuts. With those stats, he may have even been the best clutch hitter on that team. On June 14, 1998, Jordan made a shot that won the Chicago Bulls their 6th NBA championship in 8 years. Jordan hits the last shot was ranked number 2 in TV Guide's list of the most 25 most awesome sport moments. His 37 points per game season average during the 1986-87 season was the 3rd highest in history. The first 2 were both held by Wilt Chamberlain. Top Forbes magazine's the 10 most expensive celebrity divorces with an estimated settlement of $150 million. He earned in 2007 $31 million. He lives in Chicago. He was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 2009. Appeared with Charlie Sheen in a commercial for Hanes Underwear in 2009. Bought part ownership of the Chicago Bobcats, now the Charlotte Hornets, from majority owner Robert L. Johnson in 2006. Jordan became the majority owner in 2010. His wedding to Yvette Petro cost an estimated $10.1 million. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian award, by President Barack Obama in a live television ceremony held in the East Room of the White House on November 22, 2016, along with 20 other recipients, the largest and final Medal of Freedom ceremony of Obama's presidency. At this ceremony, the 21 recipients in alphabetical order included Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Eloise Cabell, Ellen DeGeneres, Robert De Niro, Richard Gordon, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, Frank Geary, Margaret Hamilton, Tom Hanks, Grace Hooper, Michael Jordan, Maya Lin, Laura Michaels, Newton Minow, Eduardo Parton, Robert Redford, Diana Ross, Vin Scully, Bruce Springsteen, and Cicely Tyson. Michael lives in a 56,000 square feet mansion, is valued at $29 million, which has a state-of-the-art gym, an NBA regulation-sized basketball court, a tennis court, a putting green, and a 3-bedroom guest house. He's the 3rd richest African-American. His second wife gave birth to identical twin daughters named Victoria and Yuzbel in February 2014. They got married at Bethesda-by-the-Sea Episcopal Church in April 2013. He was born the same date as Larry the Cable Guy, friends with Charles Barkley and Kobe Bryant. Michael says, if you're trying to achieve, there will be roadblocks. I've had them. Everybody has had them. But obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and don't give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or work around it. You have to expect things of yourself before you can do them. In his prime, I can probably take LeBron, but I'm not sure about Kobe. Republicans buy sneakers too. If you put in the work, the results will come. My Black History guest on the Linda Monroe Show on Vashani Radio, I shout out my homeboy, Michael J. Jordan from Wilmington, North Carolina. We are so, so proud of you. And he's on the Forbes billionaire list. So He can show you, coming from a small town in North Carolina, whatever you believe you can do it. You just have to have the audacity to work for it and go for it and believe and trust in your ability. And you can do exactly what Michael do. Nothing can stop you from becoming that billionaire. I am so excited that he's representing the state of North Carolina as well. And to let you know, you can be and do anything you want to do. Shout out to my homeboy, Michael J. Jordan from Wilmington, North Carolina. Broadcasting from Bershani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bershani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, leave me a feedback on the voicemail. Let me know what you think of my shows. And take Michael's word. If you put in the work, the results will come. Again, I want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Like I said, we're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Also, don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com and order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It would truly be a blessing. I'll send you an autographed copy along with a gift. And until next week, stay safe, be blessed. God loves you, and so do I. And the best is yet to come.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bershani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.